Time and in sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Pittsburgh Pirates rallied to beat the Twins last night by scoring two runs in the bottom of the ninth for a 6-5 win at Pittsburgh. The Twins fall to 27-31 on the year. Their three-game series at Pittsburgh continues with Game 2 this afternoon at 3:05. The Minnesota Lynx have won four in a row after winning at Chicago last night 79-58. Nia Coffey led the way with 20 points and 8 rebounds. The Lynx are at Phoenix on Monday night at 9 p.m. The St. Paul Saints lost on the road to Louisville last night 11-7. The Vikings held organized team activities, or OTAs, this past week. Vikings defensive lineman Isaiah Loudermilk.
It's been a lot, you know, getting playbook down, meeting a lot of new people, but it's been great at the same time. You know, everyone who I've met is great. They're, you know, helping me out, especially coaches, a lot of the D linemen kind of helping me, you know, get the playbook down as quickly as I can. But you know, I'm used to the north, so I like it up here. You know, it's got everything I need.
Linebacker Eric Wilson.
Getting better every day. That's our goal. Whatever position you do, just building that chemistry and getting better every day.
OTAs continue next week, and the final set of OTAs are set for June 15th through the 18th. University of Minnesota men's track and field has qualified 13 athletes in 6 different events for the NCAA Outdoor Championships, which will be held June 10th through the 13th in Eugene, Oregon. And Minnesota United are on a 7-week break for the World Cup. The Loons enter the break after a 1-1 draw against Salt Lake last Saturday. They're currently in 8th place in the MLS West with 22 points. Play resumes July 22nd at Sporting KC. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.